fun.
Yeah.
And,
oh.
And don't worry.
I'm having fun already. How can I have more fun?
About 5 seconds here, and I'll cue you to start. This morning's programming is sponsored in part in memory of two special role models, Gladys B. and Bessie M.
Ända sen vi föddes fick vi ständigt höra Kolo, kolo, vännen, vad ska du bli? Kolo, kolo, vännen, ska du bli som pappa? Ska du bli som mamma? Ska du bli som faster? Ska du bli som morbror Ruben i Amerika? Kolo, kolo, stor och stark. Kolo, kolo, framgångsrik. En heder för din släkt. Kolo, kolo, stor och stark. När vi sen slutar skolan får vi ännu höra Kolo, kolo, vännen, när ska du bli? Kolo, kolo, vännen, du kan bli som pappa. Du kan bli som mamma. Helst inte bli som faster. Men du kunde bli som morbror Ruben i Amerika. Kolo, kolo, Eurocard. Kolo, kolo, tjänstebil. En heder för din släkt. Kolo, kolo, vad ska du bli? När ska du bli? Vad ska du bli? Ska du bli? Ska du bli?
Petros Ziliakos singing, Gene Swanson playing the guitar. They and Max Swanson are our guests this morning in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Performing this Saturday night, January the 8th at 7:30, the American Swedish Institute in Minneapolis. A Visa concert, which is not related to the credit card at all. Visa is, in this sense, a kind of song. Can you tell us, Petra, exactly what kind of song this is?
Well, it's a old genre in Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. It's a folk song, but now there are being generated new visas all the time. So I think a lot of times, at least in Scandinavia, people write a song and then they just call it visa, because mm-hmm. it kind of elevates it a little bit from song.
Right. So, but right. If we called our songs a ballad, that would be the same idea, right?
Yeah, that's the same idea. But it's a lyrical piece set in stanzas, and it's to music.
Now, someone listening to the song you just sang, who speaks only Swedish, would have recognized the language. But is there a difference there? Because it sounded kind of Finnish to me too.
Yes. Well, it's Swedish, but it's with a Finnish sort of a Finnish accent. It's Finnish Swedish, and I belong to the Finnish Swedish minority in Finland, and there are like 300,000 people in Finland who speak Swedish and who are born Swedish speaking, but mm-hmm. Finns.
But don't make no mistake.
Make no mistake. This is a minority thing, and in U.S. we know a lot about minorities, so.
So in Finland, there is a geographic area that...
Well, it's not as much a geographic as it is. It's along the coast, mm-hmm. but there are Swedish-speaking people also in the inner Finland. And we're more connected by the radio channel. That there is a Finnish-Swedish radio channel, and there are a number of newsletters that come out every day in Swedish for Finns.
So Swedish was your first language?
Swedish was my first language, yeah.
But then you learned Finnish as well.
Finnish is my first, what do you call it? Well, it's sort of my first foreign language. But it's not quite foreign because, I mean, it surrounds you all day long.
And your English is wonderful.
Thanks.
And you learned that in Finland as well.
Yes. But we learned the English, so... When I came over to Minnesota, So when I came over to Minnesota, I said, "Oh my God, I have to change my accent."
Well, you've done a great job of that too.
Thanks.
Petra Ziliakos is with us in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. The song you just sang was kind of a tickling the baby song.
Yes, it's about all the expectations that we pour over these helpless, defenseless babies that are in the crib. Mm-hmm. And we say, oh, kitty, kitty, what are you going to be? Are you going to be like mom, like dad, like Uncle Reuben in America? Ooh, big and strong. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote, the other verse was one that I wrote because I thought the song was too short. And I said, the expectations don't end when we get out of the crib. I was out of high school and I thought, this was really when I could feel the expectations. Now, what am I going to be? Now, when am I going to be something? So.
Sure. What are you going to sing for us next?
We are going to do a Danish song called Isblomster, Ice Flowers. This is about a teenage couple who are thinking about what they should do after the party. Since they both live at home still, they go out to her uncle's allotment garden house.
What's an allotment garden?
Allotment gardens are things that big gardens in very small pieces, and then they give these to people who don't have the money to buy a cabin.
Oh.
So then people can grow their herbs and flowers and stuff. And then usually there is like a small little tiny house on this allotment place.
Ah, a
and
place.
And that's where they go. There's no heat, and that's why he says afterwards, we saw ice flowers on the window.
All right, let's listen to Petro Ziliakis and Gene Swanson here in the studio.
Det skete i går efter festen. Det var koldt i decemberblæsten. Hun viskede, mens vi ventede på en bus. Tag med ud i min onkels kolonihavehus. Men nøglen var væk, vi slog et vindue i to, for vi bor nemlig begge to hjemme endnu. Og propperne var gået, og dynerne var våde. Og bagefter er man helt fantastisk træt. Vi gjorde det vist nok uden, men mens vi lå og røg min sidste cigaret, kom der isblomster på ruden nu.
Ice Flowers is the English name of the song performed live here by Petro Ziliakis and Gene Swanson. They're doing a concert this weekend at the American Swedish Institute in Minneapolis, Saturday night, 7:30. And for more information, you can call this number in area code 612-871-4907.
Yeah, was there a reason for the crossover of Finnish and Sweden in that area? Was there a lot of nomadic peoples? Is that why they're...
Well, Finland has belonged to Sweden and to Russia, and to Sweden, and to Russia, to Sweden, and to Russia. It's a very young country. It was founded in 1917. So we're a fairly new country. Mm-hmm.
But the language is up, seems like the language is up in the northern area,
the
cross
Finnish
over a lot. I was playing in an album of, it was referred to as northern Swedish music, but much of the songs were Finnish.
Aha, uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. It seems like the also with the Sami language and the Laplanders, that mm-hmm. they travel all over the borders. They don't, they're
not
reindeer.
Not bothered by that.
Yeah, their yes. reindeer don't care about those borders.
Right, but the snow and ice cover those dotted lines.
Right, it's but in the south, see. It's more marked mm-hmm. with the Botnik. Is that what it's called? The Botnik Sea?
Oh, the Baltic?
Baltic yeah. Sea, that's right.
We're going to hear another song, which apparently is a very popular Finnish-Swedish song. We played some songs on record earlier this morning that are kind of, I think, along the same lines, talking about how you shouldn't spend as much time working as you should pursuing your dreams and having as much fun as you can have, following your heart, so to speak. Is that
the
idea here?
I think a lot of times we let fears or kind of practical considerations get between ourselves and our dreams. And I want to dedicate this song to the people who lead lives motivated by love instead of fear.
Okay, let's listen to live music here.
Mm-hmm. wait back home was very long, and no one did I see. Now the evenings turn drearier and colder. Come comfort me a moment, for I'm weary as can be, and so terribly lonesome and older. I never once before felt that darkness weighed a ton. I'm thinking of the way that we parted. There are so many things that I could have said and done, and so little that ever got started. Hurry, my loved one, please hurry to love. Our days will grow shorter each moment we spend. Turn on our light, it is near to the night. Soon our blossoming summer will end. I'm looking for a something that maybe we forgot, and that you could have helped me to discover. A summer is so short, just a sweet forget-me-not, and a dream that we seldom recover. Perhaps you will return sometime before the dusk turns blue, before winter turns minutes into hours. Perhaps we'll find each other. Perhaps there's something we could do to make everything turn into flowers. Hurry, my loved one, please hurry to love. Our days will grow shorter each moment we spend. Turn on our light, it is near to the night. Soon our blossoming summer will end. Now heavy storms are blowing, they close our summer's door. It's too late to wonder where to go. I may be loving less than what I used to love before, but more than you'll ever get to know. Along the coast of fall, the waves are wandering apart. The lighthouses beckon in the weather. Only one thing is important, the desire of the heart, and to have a chance to be together. Hurry, my loved one, please hurry to love. Our days will grow shorter each moment we spend. Turn on a light, it is near to the night. Soon our blossoming summer will end.
Petra Ziliakos with Gene Swanson playing guitar. They're performing this Saturday night at the American Swedish Institute in Minneapolis, 7:30. Presentation of Visa, of songs or ballads with a story, an old form of song for
the Nordic
countries.
That's right. I think visas in many ways are a way of communicating. It's a way for us to communicate with each other. And in as I see it, I study psychology. I'm in a graduate program at St. Mary's College. Mm-hmm. And for me, these two, singing the visas and psychology, really go close together. It's about caring for the soul. It's a good way of taking care of the soul and putting some imagination into life. And also to awake a feeling in myself and in the people that listen. Just something that has been buried and doesn't come out very often, or then just to give the joy of singing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And it makes sense that these songs are still being written, even though it's an old form of song. The feelings are eternal.
That's right.
That inspire right. them. The song you're going to do next is in Swedish, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. This is what we call our anarchy song. Now, it's not really our anarchy song, but it's a more of an upbeat song. It's called Now I Am Young, and it's a social commentary on unemployment from a young person's perspective. I don't want to walk in the mist along an endless avenue. I want to do something good right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to Petro Ziliakis, Gene Swanson, and Max Swanson live here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio.
Now I'm young, hela mitt liv är som en väg utan slut. Det sprittar i varje muskel och hjärnan känns så klar. Ge mig mitt liv nu. Och jag vill inte gå i dimman längs en tröstlös aveny. Jag vill göra något bra nu. Och jag vill inte vara arbetslös när jag har sån energi. Ge mig mitt liv nu.
Now I Am Young is the name of the song, done live here by Petro Ziliakis, Gene Swanson, and Max Swanson. A very modern sound. Is this music that people can hear on the radio in Finland and Sweden, or not?
Yes, they play this.
They
yes.
do. This song you just heard, and the others too, the more traditional ones, is that music still heard, or do you have to work harder to hear those?
Well, I would say that in Scandinavia, we haven't been too good at importing and exporting our visas. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are from Finland, you can hear in Finland a lot. And the ones that are in Denmark, from Denmark, you can hear in Denmark a lot. And what I've been doing while I was still over there, before I moved here, was I was taking visas over the borders and saying, look, and we can still understand each other and very much feeling like a part of the Nordic community.
Mm-hmm. And that was accepted to take the Finnish visas across the border and
Sweden? Oh, they love it when you do it. It's just that people don't really think about it.
Sure, sure. What's the next one? Who Can Sail is the title of it. What happens in this song?
Well, I will sing two verses in Swedish and then you'll hear two verses in English.
Oh, so if we just take our time and listen a little bit.
But this is one of the older songs. It's called traditional now. This is a funny thing though, because this song has been quarreled over between the people in Finland who say, no, it belongs to the Finnish Swedes. Mm-hmm. And we were really the ones to come up with this song. And then in Sweden, of course, they say, well, it's in Swedish, so of course it's from Sweden, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a few years ago, I think it was an NPR, there was a Norwegian gal who came in and sang, and she said it was from Norway. I couldn't believe it. I was in my car. I'm like, holy smoke, we have a third country claiming the song.
Another country heard from.
Now my friend claims that this is his grandfather's uncle's making. So
I wrote this song, in fact.
Oh, really?
Isn't a Tin Pan Alley song?
There we go, a Tin Pan Alley song. All right, well, let's listen to Petro Ziliakos, Gene Swanson, and Max Swanson performing live here. Who Can Sail? Live music. Petra Ziliakos, Gene Swanson playing guitar, Max Swanson playing the flute. They will be at the American Swedish Institute in Minneapolis Saturday night, the 8th of January, 7:30. For more information, here's a number to call in, area code 612-871-4907. What a pretty song. That's very nice. Thank you. Who cares where it came from, right?
Yeah, right.
As long as we have it. And thanks for coming in. It's been a
Thank
real
you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks also to Craig Thorson and Paul Barron for expert microphone placement and sound mixing. Today's programming is made possible in part by the advocates of Minnesota Public Radio. Contributors include Grand Metropolitan Food Sector Foundation on behalf of the Pillsbury Company and the Dayton Hudson Foundation on behalf of Dayton's department stores. Making a difference, Minnesota Public Radio.